So I was born in 1985 in what at the time was called the old Transkei. And 1985 was a very important year in sort of our history as a country because it was a state of emergency. And so I often sometimes joke that maybe this inner rebellion that has been inside of me over these years was birthed because I was formed in that year, you know?
This is the Mandela Rhodes Foundation podcast, where we showcase and share the remarkable stories of young African leaders.
Now here we are, sitting and talking, right? And we're celebrating 5 years of you being CEO of the Mandela Rhodes Foundation. So before you take us through that journey, we have to also reflect here on the fact that you didn't start as CEO, you know? You started from the beginning again, like right at the bottom. And as Drake sings it,
starting from the bottom, now we're here. Yeah, I mean, my journey with the Mandela Rhodes is really an 18-year one, right? Because after my year in residence, I then interned with the foundation. I'd come in as a stand-in at the MRF. That's how I started.
Sure.
And I delivered. Then when I became permanent, it was always continuously making sure you deliver excellent work, especially with the Mandela Legacy Organization. You're always constantly needing to be connected to the mission, which means you have to be doing the inner work constantly.
Join us as we dive deep into Judy Sikhoza's journey and celebrate her 5 years of transformative leadership as CEO. Subscribe to the Mandela Rhodes Foundation podcast, available now on your podcast platform of choice.